At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Well, we're riding our luck at this moment, FC, and it's Telford on the ball now, and it's played back to Campion. Infield it comes to Jack Rea, and it's played out right for McConey to get onto. McConey chips it over the top, but Jerome Wright heads it forward to Sheridan, who's put easily off the ball there, and across to the back post, and that's a goal. And far, far too easy.
Sean Clancy
on the back post, and, well, Sam Sheridan is just pushed off the ball. It's not a foul at all, he's just out-muscled. And the ball's played in to the back post, and it's so simple.
It's so simple, yeah. It was coming as well for a while there. We rode our luck. We were getting lucky with clearances and bobbles. But they've just been torn apart all the way through the team. You can see them. They don't know who to look to blame. They're blaming each other. They're just not playing as a unit at all, FC.
That's a goal for Peter Crouch's brother-in-law.
Really?
Yes.
See, stats like that, Paul, that really cheer me up at this moment. Jake Hibbs going to be an in-swinger this one. In it comes, and it beats everyone, and it's 2-0. My goodness, and that goal comes from Paratore, and it's not that difficult a ball to deal with. No. It just floats over Dean Stott's head.
It was the right height. Dean Stott couldn't get up for it, but he had plenty of players behind him. Who was meant to be picking him up? He's just come in and he's just slid that past the goalkeeper as if there was nobody around.
So, Paratore makes it 2-0 to AFC Telford on the 40th minute here at Broadhurst Park.
And just to put it in perspective, they're ahead on shots on target 6-1 at the moment.
Really?
So you can't deny the worth of lead.
Corner comes in where Tom Greaves is. It's headed away though, and it's back with Sheridan, the corner taker. Bit deep this one to the back post, where it's Naya there, and it's into the box. It's punched
in.
It's a goal. It's a goal for
Tom Greaves. That's the goal we need.
28 minutes into this second half, and the goalie, well, it was a phantom punch, wasn't it? And he just missed it completely, and Tom Greaves is there to benefit.
Yeah,
well count though.
Yeah, he was in the right place. He's put him under pressure. That's what we need. The ball was put in the right areas. Like I say, it's a goalkeeping error, really. He could have caught it.
As I said, anything will do, and that certainly was anything.
It won't win goal of the season, but it's a very important goal.
Oh, I don't know. I think if FC Radio opens up a category for goal of the season, we might
put
that in.
That, yeah.
That and that Wolfie goal a few months ago. Here's Montgomery with this free kick. Who forward in the general direction of Hibbert, and if this beats Carnell, you're having a laugh.
And it's hit the post.
And it's over the line. It's over the line. My goodness, it's proper Route 1 stuff. And it's Hibbert on Carnell. Carnell, there's only one winner in that, even though Carnell can use his hands. Hibbert heads it. There's still time. It comes off the inside of the post, but it trickles over the line. And that is game, set and match.
Carnell
for Telford.
Prostrate on the floor, thinking to himself, well, I've got to take responsibility for this.
Yeah, you look at the players, you look at the body language. This, you know, it's not the response that you want. He's made a mistake. Get up.
He shouldn't really be going for that ball, to be honest with you. I mean, he can't really gather it with his hands. He's right at the edge of the box.
On the edge of the box.
When the goalie comes, he has to make it. There's no second best, is there? It's all or nothing.
It's not like he's not had practice of touching the ball in that second half. He's seen the ball more than anyone else, hasn't he? Because it's just been passed back to him more times than not. But that's Route 1 stuff, and it's very disappointing defending all around that, to be honest.
That's the end, I think.